Shamalechem's sweetest friend this year should be a special schus for Henyavas Brachot Varaleya, B'Sachachol Yisrael. Continuing our series of Shiurim, Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, it's so Gishmak. Even Shaykh to talk about how Gishmak it is. Amazing. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, we already analyzed this halacha, and now we will revisit it. The time of Rabbi Gamliel, there were many heretics in the Jewish people. Maybe the correct use is Minim. And they were caused a lot of tzara to the Jewish people. And they incited them to go away from Hashem. And when he saw that this is the greatest of all the needs of man, he and his Beis Din stood and were mitakein a bracha, that there should be a request from before Hashem to destroy these apikosim. And he established it in our tefillah in order that everybody should, it should be fluent in everyone's mouth. And it emerges then that all of the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, Pesach HaKol, we end up with 19 brachas because this bracha was added. And we will now discuss this Rambam based on the amazing Gvur Has Yitzchok, maybe the greatest living mechadesh in our door. It's not normal. Amazing. First of all, we have to understand why the Rambam was told that, why the Rambam said the fact that this bracha was decreed, it's because it's gedola mitzorchei kol tzorchei b'nei Adam. First, we have to understand why it's gedola mikol tzorchei b'nei Adam. So, those who are interested, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shapiro has a number of shiurim on this. And if you go to his website, he has a website, not him, but Talmidim, called Lahar, a Talmud, called Lahavin, many of his shiurim. So you could do a search there and type in this Rambam and see how he talks about this in the various shiurim. Very, very powerful, very deep. Why this is Gedolim, he called Tzorchei B'nei Adam, Pile Pile Plos. And Baruch Hashem, we can listen. I just listened before to a shiur from Tavshin Mem Ches. Now going back to a long time ago, the late 80s. And there's another one in Mem Hey, and then later ones. Makal Panim. Besides that, why does the Rambam say, okay, you're only, we make this bracha because it's Gedol Mitzarech Ibn Edim. If it wasn't, you could still make a bracha even if it's not the greatest of man's needs. The Sefer Matnas Chaim and Yam Noroim from the great Gaon Tzaddik, Matisyahu Salomon Shlita, he writes that it's not a Dabar Pashut to touch Shemoneh Esrei. So, in order to make a change, it needs to be Gedol Mitzarchei B'nei Adam. Our Shemoneh Esrei is a very, very big deal. So to start making changes, you need a very, very good reason. So Gedolah Mikol Tzorchei B'nei Adam is considered a very, very good reason. Gevaldik. V'hiskin bracha achas, and he made a decree of one bracha that there's a request in front of Hashem to destroy the apikorsim. We have to understand why they were mitakin l'spal al abid apikorsim and not that they should do tshuva. What a lot of them Farshim discuss in this Rambam. They should do tshuva. Like we see Barachas 10a, you don't daven for the chaitim that they should die. You daven that the chaitim should do tshuva. It doesn't say yitamu chaitim min ha'aretz, it says yitamu chatoim, which the Gemara understands to mean the sinners, the sins, and not the sinners. Let the sinners live and get rid of the sins. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochel, the Gedalei HaRishonim, already is Omed on this, and he answers that we already asked for this in Hashiveinu. Hashem, have them do tshuva. If they don't want to do tshuva, so beseder. So then, v'malshinim al tiyisikva. That's his teretz. In the Sefer Amunah v'Hashgach and Siman Yitzayin, he brings that we find a number of psukim in Tehillim that David HaMelech davened for the Rishayim that they should die. So we have to say that the Rishayim that did so much rishus, that the root of Amunah was uprooted from their hearts, they're not going to do tshuva. So such people, we should daven that they die. And for this, we have Birchas Aminim. However, from the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, in the third and the fourth parak, it seems that all Rishayim can do tshuva. However, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, in Halacha Gimel, Rambam writes that it could be that a person will sin, that sometimes the punishment or the rush is that tshuva is denied to him. So maybe those are the rishayim that we're talking about in this halacha. Halacha Beis, this is a lot more to say about Halacha Aleph. Go back to Halacha Beis. Chol tefillah shebuchol yoyim mispal odom chasrei brachas elu ala seder. V'med vorem amurim kishemotze daito mechuvenis v'leshonoi kemar likrois avle mo yetorud v'dochuk o shekotzru leshono mispal mispal shalosh rishonois v'bracha achas v'mein kol amtzaiyois v'shalosh achoroinois v'yotze yedei chovosai. Every tefillah, you daven 19 brachas every day, ala seder. So when is that? When matzah daito mechuvenes, when a person is focused, can have kavana, and he can read it smoothly, fluently. But if he was worried, if he's nervous, if he's anxious, or he won't be able to daven with fluency, katzlo l'shonu mispalu. So what does he do? He should daven three rishonos, and then bracha achas me'ein kol emtzaiyos, v'shalosh achroinos v'yotza yidei chovosa. So as Zayid, he davens the first three, the last three, and then one bracha that encompasses all of the brachas. That's the eitzah that we have for him. Now, Chaim and Simon Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph, he writes, Bishai Sadchak, etc., Shla Yucha, Lispala, Bekavanat Fila Ruka, Mispal Acha Gimel, Rishonis Havineinu. That's what the Rambam is talking about here, the Brach of Havineinu, which is a synopsis of all of the Brachas together in one. And the Bira Halacha wants to say that it's because of all of Tirdosev, he has so many Tirdos, he has so many things that are bothering him. Lashon Shulchan Aruch b'shas hadchak, or shlo yochal lispala b'kavana. The Bir Halacha says, "Mirov tirdosa v'shuchayla," and he's meir zaken Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Aleph. That if a person can't be mechavin his libo, v'kulam yechavin his libo al kapanim ba'ofis. Mash meshal yidei zem and meila muter lispala kol atfila, kevin shu anus. She'enu yochel lechavin. If he can't be mechavin in all of them, at least of us. And that allows him to daven the rest. So why say ahavineinu? If you can have kavana for avos, then have kavana for avos. That should be good enough. Then you can daven the rest. So why do ahavineinu? We can say that maybe the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah 4:1 that five things are ma'akev the tefillah, and one of them is kavanas halev. And Reb Chaim Halevi says that mistimus lashon Rambam, it's mashma that the whole tefillah you have to have kavan. I had Rambam Paskins in Perek Yud that you only have to have kavana for avos. Which one is it? This maybe the most famous Reb Chaim, that you have to have kavanas for all, for whole two, you have to have kavanas omid lifnei hamelech. And for avos, you only have to have kavanas perish hamilim. So the fiza we can say that it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that if you can't have kavana, you should daven a short tefillah. He can't have kavana that he's omid lifnei Hashem. It's ma'akev b'chol ha'tefillah. So in other words, this person is able to have kavana that he's omid lifnei Hashem only for a short tefillah, not a long tefillah. And that it says in Siman Kof Aleph that he can't be mechave. He should be mechave in office. That's talking about perish hamilim. The Vir Halacha himself was metaretz that here we're talking about a case where the seven middle brachas, he can have cover, he can, the seven, not middle brachas, all seven brachas together, meaning the first three and the last three, and Havineinu, he can have kavana, and therefore they said he can daven Havineinu, and no more, in order that he includes all of Shmona Esrei with Kavana. You can say all Shmona Esrei with Kavana. And there, it's talking about where, in the Shulchan Aruch, where he says you only need Kavana for the first bracha. It's talking about you can't even have Kavana for all seven. And therefore there's no Kavana, there's no, I had there to be Makatzer. So when he can have Kavana for all seven, we say Daven seven. And when he can't, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's enough to have Kavana just for Avos. However, even though in the Shulchan Aruch he writes that he can't be Mispala Tfila Aruka to Mashman like the Bir Halacha, that he can be Mechabin for the seven brachas, from the Lashon of the Rambam, who writes Bistama B'medvar Mamurim Kishid Matzadaita Mechubenes, Avalim Tachot V'dachuk It's Mashman Shebuchol Gavni, if, in any case, if he can't be mechavein, then it's mutter from Tadabin Havineinu, even if he can't be mechavein the Sheva Brachas, because it seems in the Rambam, he's not going to be able to properly have Kavana for all seven Brachas, and yet he still allows you to daven Havineinu. So this Pshat works well with the Shulchan Aruch, but it doesn't work with the Rambam, the Bir Halachas Pshat. In the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, in Siman Kof Aleph, Sif Aleph, it says that if a person davens, he has to be mechavin b'chol ha'brachis. V'im einu yochol lechavin b'kulam, at least he should have kavana for avos. In the Bir Halacha there, he writes that it's mashma from this lashon that even lechatchila, he's allowed to daven, since he's anus, and he cannot be miyashiv daitoi, so he can have kavana just for avos. And so is mashma in the lashon of the Braisa, that it's enough just to have kavana. Price in the Gemara just for Avos. However, it's a pella that it isn't mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam writes this lashon as a dievet in kivein b'uracha rishayna yatsa. Whereas the mashmaus of the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's not just a b'dievet the gezach. It's even lechatchila. So based on what we explained, it's very good, because we said that the Rambam holds that if he can't be mechavin, it's mutter for him to daven havineinu, even if he can't be mechavin for all seven brachas b'kavana. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't write that if he can't have kavana for all of them, then he's allowed to get up and daven without kavana. Because in such an instance, he should be davening havineinu, not a regular tefillah. He should just be davening havineinu. And that's why the Rambam writes the lashon of bidyevet. The Rambam there is talking about where he said the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Where you say the whole Shmoneh Esrei b'di'evet, if you only had kavana for the first bracha, so then you're yotze. But lechatchila, in such an instance, he shouldn't have said the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Lechatchila, in such an instance, he should have said havineinu. However, the Shulchan Aruch holds, where he can't be mechavi in the seven brachas b'kavana, he's not allowed to daven havineinu. And therefore he writes, just have kavana for the first bracha, and daven the rest without kavana. So it's each one l'shitasa. Rambam l'shitasa, that if you can't properly have kavana, it's daven havinenu. And therefore he doesn't say that l'chatchila you can have kavana for the first bracha and daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, because he holds that if you can't have proper kavana, it's a daven havinenu. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you can't have proper kavana, what should you daven? If you can't have proper kavana, you should say the whole thing. You don't have a heter to daven havinenu only if you're going to have kavana for all seven. So he says, so therefore, if you can only have kavana for the first bracha, so the chatchila daven the first bracha with kavana, and then daven the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Rambam holds if you can only have kavana for one bracha, you say avinenu. Shulchan Aruch says no, only if you can have kavana for all the brachas, you say avinenu. However, what we said that before, that somebody who can't be mechavim, that he's omed lifnei Hashem, davens havinenu, that we said before, I'm relating to the stira in Shulchan Aruch, that if he can't be mechavim, that he should say havinenu, and on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says that kavana for avos is enough. So it's l'chayra stira. In Shkuf Yotzif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you can't have kavana, you should say avinenu. And in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Aleph, it says that it's enough to have kavana for avos. And if you can have kavana for avos, then you can say the whole tefillah. You don't have to come out to havinenu. So we said that they're talking about two different types of kavanas. When the Rambam Shulchan Aruch said that if he can't be mechavein, he should daven havinenu. What that means is, he can't be mechavein omid lefnei Hashem. Then he should say havinenu. And in the first bracha, he's talking about perish hamilim. That if you can have kavana for perish hamilim, you go to the first bracha. But if you can't have kavana kol mid lifnei hamelech, then only daven havinenu, don't daven the whole thing. I don't think that's a big problem, because it's mashma in the Rambam that it's mamish ma'akev. How can you say daven havinenu if you can't have kavana omid lifnei hamelech? It's ma'akev that you have to have kavana omid lifnei hamelech for the whole tefillah. The Biur HaLacha in Siman Kuf Aleph writes that even though the Shulchan Aruch holds Shimani Yochel Achavin Mekula Mutu Lamod Lisbalu Bli Kavana Im Yochel Ahamtim Eli Yashiv Daitai Mitil Doisav Layav Izman Kriyashma V'Tfila Ayidei Zeh Tzarech Li Yashiv Daitai. So he says that even though the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you can't be Mechavin with all of them, you're allowed to daven without Kavana, just as long as you can get in the first bracha with Kavana. If you can wait and be Miyashiv Daitai, then you should. So it would similarly seem that we say, that if you can't be mechavi, that it's mutter from tadavin havinenu. If you can't have kavana for the whole Shemoneh Esrei, it's mutter from tadavin havinenu. So it's better for him to wait around, and if you could be miyashiv daitoi, to say the whole tefillah. It's better to say Shemoneh Esrei brachas ala seder. Bir Halacha, Simon Kuf Yud, comments that we're not knowing to say Havinenu. He wonders why not. The Rambam writes, Shemispal Havinenu Machmas Shalashonik Tsorum Ispalo. So, the Rambam says that you daven Havinenu because his tongue is short from davening. So what does that mean? It means he can't daven fluently. Why can't he daven fluently? So maybe because he's davening by heart. But when we have a sitter today we have a sitter. It's not a problem anymore. It's the Aruch HaShulchan writes this in Kuvav. But today, it's written in the sitter. There's no such thing as Tzara L'shono L'spalo, only there's Manashas. The only thing is, there are plenty of Jews today who are just starting out. It can take Shemoneh Esrei, it could take them 5 hours if they're going to say the whole thing. Maybe let them say Havineinu. And also, there's another reason. It's not like Tzara Daito Mispalil. It's also that you can't have Kavana. Al Tzadi should be davening Havineinu. So what's Pshat? So why don't we say Havineinu for the people who have trouble davening, people who have trouble having Kavana? So the Bir Halacha suggests that since the only way you can daven Havineinu is you can have Kavana for all 7 brachas, maybe we're choshish not going to have Kavana for all 7 brachas, like the Rama says, that if he can't have Kavana for Avos, he doesn't have Kavana for Avos, he shouldn't repeat Shemoneh Esrei, he's not going to have Kavana the second time around. So also, he's not going to be able to have Kavana for all 7 brachas. And if we talk about Tirdus, we can also say one reason. The one reason is he's not going to have Kavana for all 7 brachas, like the Bir Halacha says is necessary. And another inyan is that people are tarud. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's put all the cards on the table. And and say that today people don't have Kavana for Shemoneh Esrei a lot. Let's just say. Their phones and so much going on in their lives. So we're never going to daven a whole tefillah. So every tefillah is going to be Havineinu. And therefore, that's not what Chazal meant. So today it's not no b'chlal. The Gemara in Brachos, and Dov Chavtes Samar Aleph says that the Abai used to curse somebody davens Havineinu shelo b'shas hadchak. When it isn't, extenuating circumstances that he has to daven Havineinu, he's cursed if he does. Unless you really have to, you can't have Kavana for whatever, or you can't say the Tfilo, like we said before. So otherwise, you're not allowed to say Havineinu. The Elis Talmud says, but if he did, but the Abedi's Yotze. El Yerabi writes, Simon Kufiud, he's not Yotze, and he has to daven again. But Rambam writes, he should daven Havineinu. So it's mashma that if he's not Torah, he's not Yotze. So it sounds more like the Eliyahu Rabba. Upon him, we have some very important halachos in these Rambams. First two Rambams in Perek Beis, it's Tefillah. And of course, there's a velt more to say about this. So hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us life. And we'll revisit this and also go weiter. And Hilchas Tefillah, so many Chashuv Inyanim for our daily life. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.